My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
That's right, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Adetula, hanging out with you as we are gearing up for Sunday Night Football. Texans, Bears, 720 at NRG Stadium. The fellas actually practicing in NRG Stadium today.
Roof open, too. Roof open. Looks really cool in there.
Don Schultz along with them practicing as well. So I imagine that means he will play. Interestingly enough, Juice Scruggs did not practice, as neither did Damian Pierce. So that's an interesting thing that's happening there. But Nico Collins did. So no worry about the illness that he was dealing with. He will, in fact, play. That seems very evident. So, yeah, a little bit more information on what's happening there. I don't know. I have not been able to see just yet if we've gotten any updates on the Bears.
I've been looking during the breaks. I have not. I think they started their practices a little later. Keep an eye on Juice Scruggs and Damian Pierce now. I mean, if
are we going to get the activation of Cam Akers?
I don't know. I mean, Fridays are big.
Lopez looking super excited right now.
No. Yeah, but that's real bittersweet, right? Yeah. And I don't know if that's a trade-off you want to make, because if you get Cam Akers but you lose Juice Scruggs, if you lose, like, your center.
Frankly, that's the one I'm more worried about.
A little
about.
More scary, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll keep you up to date with what's happening there as we get more information. And so yeah, that's what's happened there. Yesterday though, Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator of this team, talked to the media, and I mean, I really would just want to run this because it's fascinating.
Yeah, really good stuff.
I've really come to enjoy listening to Bobby Slowick talk about this team and this offense in particular. But let's start here. Let's start with cut four here. Fig, because he was asked about the week one workload for Joe Mixon. We've talked about how just that's a lot. He was asked specifically, is that sustainable for Joe Mixon?
Physically, I'd say he's probably one of the few guys remaining in the NFL that could handle that. I mean, there's not many offenses you're going to run the ball to the same guy 30 times over and over and over and over again every week. But I'm not really worried about his workload in that regard. Like, he's just built and has in his past done that before and is built to do that. But it really is more of, we'll give Joe the ball as many times as necessary, you know, and we'll give Nico the ball as many times as necessary, and we'll give Steph the ball as many times as necessary in Tank, and like really all the way across the board. And every game's going to wind up playing out different. So, you know, in that game, it was a 30 carry game for Joe. And when you have 30 carries and you're averaging over four, in his case, five a carry, that's a heck of a day.
Yeah, we are aware of that last part. But I think what's important with what he said, well, two things. Foremost, like we've talked about this, you know, even when they acquired him, the dude is a workhorse. So it's not something that is just, you know, an aberration or anything like that. But the second most important thing, and this is what is going to be going on all year long, a heavy workload for him could be 20 this weekend, you know, on Sunday.
Sure.
It could be 20, and it's still a heavy workload. He still goes over 100 yards.
Especially if you're not expecting the Texans to have the ball for 80-some snaps, right, like it seemed like they did this past year, or past week, rather.
Mm-hmm. No, I think, you know, Mixon absolutely can do it. It's going to be, you know, I think the game is going to be a little different. Because I think they're going to try to really manipulate the defense with different looks from what they showed the Colts. And that means maybe throw the ball a little more to set up those 20 carries or whatever.
Yeah, but I did enjoy it, and I really appreciated the idea that he's like, we'll give it to Joe Mixon as much as necessary.
Absolutely.
I mean, again, and we've heard it in various different facets, whatever the game calls for is what they're willing to do. And I like to hear, and it was evident by week one, that the game calls for running the football, they'll run the damn football.
Yeah, they will.
And with no fear or trepidation that man can't handle it, that man being Joe Mixon. All right, some other things that Bobby Slowick talked about. He talked about game planning for this defense and the Bears that we know gets a lot of takeaways. Bobby, how do you do so?
Yeah, I really think they're good at every level. You know, their secondary is very good. Very good secondary. The backers fly around. They hit you. They're physical up front. They got some rushers, without a doubt, especially on the edges. You know, they can put pressure on you. And that shows in how they played last year. I mean, when we watch tape as an offense, we all think it's a very good defense. And all we've talked about ad nauseum is making sure we protect the ball and we protect the team. You know, that's really our big emphasis as far as going into this game, making sure that, you know, we want to rack up yards, touchdowns, all that. But the starting point of this week is making sure that we hold on to the ball.
All right, as I just mentioned, I think they're going to test some things in the air. Now, that the reality is the Bears are probably most susceptible against the run, but I could just see them mixing things up because, you know, the Bears know what Joe Mixon did too. But no, very, very good in that secondary for sure.
Yeah, and it seems very evident, but like, yeah, protect the football. And that's going to be an absolute necessity this week. I did want to get to this because I think obviously we talked a lot about it. This is Cut 5 here, Fig. Stephon Diggs, and we played the audio of your guy, Nick Wright, talking about the 1.6 yards when it came to average depth of target for him in week one. And I know that there's our guy Ocho is on the text line worried about is Stephon Diggs going to lose it, right? And I know that this has become a little bit of an almost over-talked about conversation, but Slowick spoke to, you know, how does Stephon Diggs help the short passing game?
Yeah, I mean, he's tough. He has phenomenal hands. He's competitive, and all of that equals, you know, ball control. But he's also explosive, and that for us it will enable us as the season goes to stretch the field. His ops in the last game really, you know, again, it was a lot of shell. So when his ops were called, it just didn't happen to be the right play. And a lot of times when we had to get the ball down underneath, he was the guy that was under there. But I think it really helps just reinforce to the quarterback that we can be willing to get the ball just for a completion when we don't get what we want, and we can trust the guys underneath to go move the chains, you know. And I, like an example is one of the first third downs of the game, we throw it short of the sticks to Steph, and Steph's like kicking himself that he didn't get the first down, you know, because he takes a lot of pride in that. And that kind of mindset, that mentality, yeah, you can get him the ball anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Man, I'm really intrigued. This is one of the more fascinating things I'm looking forward to. I could see, well, you heard him talk about, like, well, he was in the slot and they were in shell, so that's why he had, you know, more of the underneath stuff available. I could see a game where he's not even in the slot very much at all. He was in the slot a lot.
Yeah.
You know, just because, and that's one of the things that ties in with what I'm talking about. I could see them maybe mixing things up. That's what I was referencing. And not because, like, they feel compelled, oh, we got to get Steph the ball some, you know, down the field. No, I think because of what the Bears defense is doing, they're going to use Steph however they can exploit that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that that's always going to be a consideration, and that, again, falls in with the mentality that's been made abundantly clear, is that this team, whatever's necessary to get the win, especially with all of the tools that you have, the benefit of having a diverse set of tools is that you can use them in a diverse set of ways. Mm-hmm. And so limiting yourself with having all these tools would be a disservice. I appreciate that Bobby Slowick has made it abundantly clear that he's willing to use them how necessary. Now, you mentioned the idea of, like, that shell coverage that they saw. Mm-hmm. And I know that it could be easy to be like, oh, but when you don't see that, it's becoming that you get to that place. And I mentioned this before the season, that we might be seeing that situation with C.J. Stroud is in that Patrick Mahomes school of things, where we're just going to show you a lot of cover two and shell coverage, to where we're not allowing you to attack. And Bobby spoke to the idea of, how do you prepare for facing a lot of too high coverage?
Yeah, that the way the game went, you could probably, like, if you would rewatch it, you would likely feel a lot of what we're feeling just based on the flow of how the game was called. We went into the game, like, we're prepared for Gus's single safety, his split safety, and we were prepared for pressures, but we expected a steady mix. And that's kind of why we came out and we were fairly balanced run pass. And as the game went on and it just stayed too high, eventually you're going to take advantage of you know, where your matchup is. And I think third quarter we started running it more. In fourth quarter it really felt like we threw the ball very little, and a lot of it was, you know, that goes back to what's so fun about this group. They just empower you to do whatever you need to do to win the game, and that's what we were able to pull off.
Man, it's fun to have toys, isn't it?
It is.
It's fun to have toys. Like, Mixon, and we heard the audio clip of D'Amico Ryans, you know, talking about, like, I just told him, keep doing that. You know, that's why, because it's not just like he's hot. It's because he's hot, because that's where you can exploit what they were trying to do defensively.
And again, this is something we spoke to, and I found it interesting. I mean, obviously Gus Bradley has a very particular style with that you know, single high safety, as he was speaking to there. I do wonder if teams are just going to look at that and go, hey, we have to try and force that.
Yeah, I think they are. This. Or at least more.
And again, that speaks to what we were asking earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Did that performance kind of change the way that this goes? And I don't know, maybe it's not even just that performance itself. Maybe that's just having the wide receiving core that you do, having the quarterback in C.J. Stroud that has the respect of the league. You're probably going to see a lot of lighter boxes or safeties that are, you know, further back, stepping back, and that might just mean that this is the way that the offense goes. This, the third and fourth quarters of game one, week one, might be instructive into what we might see from this Texans team a lot more all the way across the season.
The fun thing for me is, you know, there's going to come a point, and it might happen earlier this game, where the defensive coordinator is just going to say, man, we got to stop mixing. You know, we got to do this differently because he's killing us. And then all of a sudden, that's why I said it's fun to have toys. Then all of a sudden, the whole script reverses, and you've got better options throwing the ball down the field. But you know, no team is just going to continue to get gashed, you know, by the running game. At some point, they might have to make that adjustment, and then there you go, throwing the ball downfield.
And along those lines, is there just still more on this table for this Texans offense, Bobby Slowick?
You know, honestly, it's probably this way across the NFL week one. But, you know, we really wanted to play clean football. That was one of the big emphasis we made going into the game. And I think execution-wise, mentally, as far as doing our job, in particular in the run game, we did that. But we didn't always do it well. If you know, like there were some technique and fundamental things we definitely could clean up. I know Joe had some one-on-one ops in the hole that he would like back, you know, and just little things like even how we have a track on a certain play or what our angle is on a combination up to the second level. We were off, and we still got some good plays out of it. But if we were on it, to us, like, we see explosives, you know. So we felt like we missed a few of those. And then in the pass game was a little bit of everything. Protection was some physical and a lot of mental that we had to be on top of, and really it was the same route-wise all the way across the board. Like, it was a lot more inconsistent than the run game was.
First of all, the insight you're getting from an offensive coordinator in the NFL is off the charts.
It was a fascinating listen when it came to Bobby Slowick talking yesterday.
It really was. But, what he's talking about there is kind of what I just mentioned. And I wasn't talking about the cleaning up the stuff, but what the opportunities that you have with Mixon running the ball – there's going to be, you know, a complementary option when they make that adjustment, and that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm so excited knowing that. And I think we all kind of saw that within the offense, that it wasn't as clean a game as you'd want offensively, and they still put up 29 points. I'm excited to see what happens as they hone this in. I mean, C.J. Stroud on the podium after the game talked about, you know, how, you know, there were still things to be cleaned up. He made that front and center. He made sure to keep that in focus. I'd love to see what the fully polished version, or at least a more polished version of this offense looks like, because I think we talked about this off air. This feels like a 30-point-a-game type of offense every time out.
And they really didn't let it rip. You know, they were obviously Nico had his day, so I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about that. But because of Mixon and everything, I think that's kind of what CJ was talking about too. There were some opportunities where maybe they could have, like I said, just kind of let it rip and run something that would maybe be a little riskier, but they didn't have to.
Yeah. You know? Pass pro being better from the start, from the jump on the game will be also very helpful. Titus Howard talked about that as well. Really, really want to see that. And we'll see if Juice Scruggs is available, because we saw he's not playing today, and what that could possibly manifest when it comes to this offense. But yeah, really enjoyable to hear Bobby Slowick talk. Somebody said it sounds like he's auditioning for job interviews. I feel like everything he does now is in some ways auditioning.
He doesn't need
for job
to at
interviews.
This point.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like most teams around the league probably already pretty sold on the man, Bobby Slowick, your offensive coordinator for these Texans. But there you go. Excited. Very excited. Sunday Night Football, Texans, Bears, can't wait. Coming up next, let's go. When we get the in loop, we got to get to the lunchtime confessions this time of day. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.